In Knoxville, Tennessee, police say an unemployed man accused of opening fire with a shotgun and killing two people at a Unitarian church apparently targeted the congregation out of hatred for its liberal social policies. Knoxville Police Chief Sterling Owen said a letter has been recovered from the SUV of 58-year-old Jim Atkinson by investigators seeking clues about the motive behind the attack.
We have recovered a four-page letter in which he describes his feelings and his the reason that he claims that he committed these offenses.
Authorities said he was an apparent stranger to the Tennessee church, where gunfire punctuated a children's performance based on the musical Annie. Two people were killed and seven wounded. Chief Owen said at the news conference that, quote, "It appears what brought him to this horrible event was his lack of being able to obtain a job, his frustration over that, and his stated hatred of the liberal movement."
It appears he had been plotting it for probably, I believe, I was told, a week or so. But I'm talking about in writing his letter and so forth. So I'm sure this is something that's been building, though, for a long time in terms of his anger.
Margie Manning is the president of the Board of Trustees of the Unitarian Universalist Church in St. Petersburg.
Well, if those reports are true, it's very regrettable that a church would be targeted for its liberal views. And it's especially disturbing that somebody in dire economic straits would do so. Unitarian Universalist churches are noted for their commitment to economic justice, as well as a welcome, open-door policy for all people. And I hope that this tragedy somehow can serve a purpose by leading to greater understanding of how we all can work together to overcome economic inequities.
A longtime friend of Jim Atkinson told a Knoxville newspaper today that the man always had the attitude that the government was trying to get him. Carol Smallwood said, quote, "He disliked blacks, gays, anyone who was a different color or just different from him." Atkinson's wife was a former longtime member of the Unitarian Universalist Church. Margie Manning from the Unitarian Universalist Church in St. Petersburg said that the tragedy in Tennessee should make church officials aware of the vulnerabilities that exist in all places of worship. But she said that her church would not succumb to fear.
I think awareness is important, but we also focus on education and helping people understand why it's important to value all people. One of our basic principles is to respect the inherent worth and dignity of all people. And we stress that a lot and hope that by educating people about that message, we can work for a better society and one that's not a victim of fears and terror.